$100. Had plans to invest a large part of my assets into combating things like dysfunctional fixedness and epistemological disequilibrium. You know, real issues facing everyday Americans, like Uncle Fred. Considered to be imperfect, but semi-competent. Didn't have the streetwise flair to pull off a random armed robbery. Too much blatant surveillance, and I'm not patient. It was either the soon-to-be reconvened card game or I don't know what. Could an evening of $15 pots, flat beer, and hot brats that fed my anxiety and caused me moderate abdominal pain and excessive gas cure his defaulted, collateralized debt obligations, largely incurred due to repeated, imaginary, unreimbursable business trips across, over, and through the recessive asset gap threshold? In the years immediately before the crash, Uncle Fred's tires got slashed. He heavily invested in rubber futures, and any incidental windfalls in lopsided interest exhibiting the ambitious and risky practice of defying the experts and overambitious pragmatic economists and mechanics, which led to financial chaos, extreme mental distress, and the purchase of a used 20 gauge for cheaper than dirt.
Italian shotgun from Abercrombie and Fitch. It's a double-barreled 10-gauge, although there's a discrepancy that it was some other expensive weapon that ended up cut up by a welder, thrown into a field. Remnants of it remain in a matchbox. Kurt Cobain, on the other hand, killed himself with a $75 pawn shop Remington shotgun, 20-gauge. Still both career-ending moves and probably an end of the voices. And too soon? No, man, I love those guys. But, you know, you just... you gotta stick around and see how it ends. Yeah, worms. Kinda wanna see how this goes and where we end up on the spectrum. Cause we are on the spectrum, at least I am. I don't think she is. Are you on the spectrum, baby? I don't know. Hey Phil, try not to fall down that wormhole that reaches from Maine to Wyoming while adventuring into the wilds of Maine this afternoon.